Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza. I'm your host, and we are back at the series, What Does a Sales Coach Do? And this is part three. So one of the things a sales coach can do for you is they can offer you practical advice and also provide you assistance. So for example, you may be running into an issue where everybody you're speaking to keeps telling you no. And so they may be able to give you some advice centered around your offer, maybe some of the words that you're using. They might be able to give you advice around your systems, your processes, or even provide you step-by-step assistance through role-playing and things of that nature. It's so much easier to be in the trenches when you know you have someone to your left or you know you have someone to your right. So having somebody that can be there for you in real time to answer questions and help pull you out of the mud, so to speak, in my opinion, is always a good thing to have. And, you know, I can remember one of my clients that I started working with just last year when they first came to me. They really had no systems and process in place. Well, I guess technically they did have systems and processes, but it looked like a spreadsheet, and that's how they were tracking everything. And so I had to introduce them to a CRM, and I had to show them how they can actually build a sales pipeline, and I had to show them how they can start having more virtual calls, and they can actually have systems where people can book time with them and didn't have to fill out just a generic contact form. So there were so many things that were introduced. And now when you fast forward to, you know, about 6 to 7 months later, if you look at how much time that he's saving, it's just incredible. If you look at how many deals that he's actually been able to win because he's more organized and dialed in and structured, it's just been amazing to see the transformation and to see that growth. And so that's what I truly enjoy, is those light bulbs going off, the support that I can offer somebody, the roadmap essentially that we can walk through together and start to see that exponential growth over time. Because I know how frustrated it can be when the revenue's not coming in, when everybody's saying no, and it can be frustrating, especially when you don't have someone that's walking through that with you and helping you actually figure it out so that you can start to make that change for the better. And so that's really what a good sales coach will do, is provide you that advice and also provide you that assistance when you truly need it. And, you know, that's just kind of one story from one client. There's countless other people that I've truly been able to see transform in monumental ways just by instituting some great systems, some great processes, some great structure into their business where it used to not even exist before. And so if that's you and you're listening to this episode and you're like, wow, I feel like I'm that person that needs that help, you know, there is going to be the ability for you to book a call at the end of this episode. Just head over to that show notes section, and I'd love to speak with you. I'd love to learn about your goals. You know, I'm definitely not for everyone, but I definitely would love to at least see if I'm a good fit. And if I can help you, I'd love to be able to help you. If I can't, then I'd love to resource you and point you in the direction of somebody in my network that I know can definitely help, because I know that there's a fit for somebody for everybody. So hopefully today has been helpful in just seeing that there are other people out there that might have a similar problem that you're going through. But if you are willing and open to investing in yourself and into your business and getting somebody that can help you collapse the timeline from not understanding to understanding and then actually being able to execute and then going from execution to actual growth, you know, maybe that's on your plans this year. Maybe you're saying, you know what, heck, Jordan, like, I don't want to have another revenue year like I did last year. I'm tired of that. I'm ready to actually see some growth this year. I'm actually ready to truly see an exponential increase in my bottom line. Then listen, I'd love to chat with you. Grab some time on my calendar. It'll be in the show notes. And if I can help with anything, do not hesitate to reach out. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you actually on the next series for What Does a Sale Coach Do? All about accountability. So excited for that topic. We'll probably have some guest episodes in between that. But until next time, keep blazing your own trail.